Bavakama per Gimel Mishnah Dalid 3-4. This Mishnah has the interesting case of what happens when a person himself, his body, becomes the boar, Bershus Arabim. It says, Shnei Kadarin Shahayu Mahalchin Ze Achar Ze. You have two potters, meaning people who make pots, that's not really relevant for the story in truth. Shahayu Mahalchin Ze Achar Ze, and they're walking one behind the other. The Niskal Harishon, the first guy trips and he falls. The Nafal, the Niskal Hasheni Barishon, and the second guy then stumbles over the first guy. Harishon Chai Beniske Sheni. So then the first person is obligated to pay the damages that are incurred by the second person. Now, if you recall a couple of Mishnayos ago, we had this machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda regarding if a Niskal, meaning a Nitkal, a person who stumbles over his own 2 feet or whatever it is, you know, if he's considered to be a poshea, meaning is he negligent and responsible fully for what he does? Or do we say he's a lav poshea, he's not really negligent, and therefore he's not necessarily responsible for the consequences of himself falling. So obviously if you learn this Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, that a nistkal is a poshea, then it's obvious what's going on over here. Of course he's liable for the damages that the first guy incurs, the first guy is responsible for the damages that the second guy incurs, because he's considered to be Nitkal Poshe means it doesn't matter if he tripped on accident or if he just lay himself down on purpose in the middle of the road to trip people. It's all the same thing. However, the Gemara learns this like Rabbi Yehuda, because the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda that a niskal, a person who stumbles, lav Poshea, who he's not considered a Poshea. And that being the case, we have to answer why in the world should the first guy be responsible for the injury of the second guy when we say, listen, it was an accident, and accidents happen, and one's not responsible if he acted responsibly, and then, you know, he tripped. So the case must be where the first guy had enough time and the ability to get up and out of the way, but he didn't. And since he lingered around in the Rishus HaRabim without getting up, and then the second guy tripped over him, so he is functioning as a boar Rishus HaRabim. He put his own person as a hazard in the public domain, and therefore he's responsible. Meaning, if he didn't have enough time or the ability to get up, for example, I don't know what, you know, he was knocked unconscious, or he just a second after he fell, the second guy was right behind him and tripped over him, then he would not be responsible. Okay, so that's the din. The din is like Rabbi Yehuda. Even though a niskal is lav poshea, this guy, if he didn't get up when he could have gotten up, so he's responsible for leaving himself in the Rishus HaRabim as a hazard, as a boar, and therefore the second guy has a claim on him. Now, what claim does he have? Remember, now we're talking about the av hamazik called boar, the hazard in the public domain, as opposed to Adam HaMazik. It's not the person himself is causing the damage, or even his koach. It's that he's sort of an inanimate object, which is, you know, tripping people up. And you'll recall that the drasha is that it's chamor v'lo kelim. You're responsible for the injury that would happen to a donkey or whatever, but not to other, you know, utensils of the person. And that being the case, if the second guy trips over the first guy and he gets injured, meaning like he twists his ankle, so then yes, the first guy will have to pay him for his, the damages that he incurs. But as far as damage that the potter, like let's say the second guy was carrying a pot and the pot smashed, the first guy would not have to pay for the pot, just as the first guy would not have to pay for a pot that was smashed if he left a regular good old-fashioned bor b'rishus HaRabim. Okay? Now, one other important point. When you're paying bor damages as opposed to Adam HaMazik damages, so it's only going to be the Nezek, the actual damage incurred by the person, and not all five of those payments, okay? Meaning, I mentioned briefly before, when a person intentionally injures another person, so then he'll pay all five categories of payment, in addition to Nezek, the person's depreciation, meaning like what he's worth now on the slave market compared to what he was before. But in addition, you have the unemployment, the Sheves, you have the medical bills, the Ripui, you have the pain computation for the physical pain called Tsar, and you also have for the emotional pain called the Boshas. Now, none of that applies over here, other than the Nezek, just the depreciation of the person, because the other four only apply when a person acted in some way negligently, but this we're saying he's not negligent, he's just functioning as a boar.